Chapter 45. When he heard from Monty Bernstein that Harlan Salter IV had less than graciously declined the offer of free donuts and coffee, and wouldn't be in until sometime that afternoon, Jesse called Dix's office to see if the shrink had an open spot in his schedule. Jesse had a familiar rush of mixed feelings when he was told that there'd been a cancellation and an appointment was available. "This a Jesse Stone session or a Paradise PD session?" Dix said. "Mixed. You usually are. Funny man." Dix tapped his watch crystal. Tick, tick, tick. "I met a woman a few days ago, and I already feel I'm in deep." "That a problem?" "Might be. She's gorgeous, incredible in bed, rich, intelligent, understanding." "Yes, I can see how that would worry you. Are you being sarcastic?" Dix nodded slightly, a vague smile on his lips. "Okay, I can see how that might sound crazy. The D is perfect, and I'm complaining about her." Dix said, "Is that what you're doing, complaining?" "No, it's just that I get the sense that there's more going on behind who she presents herself to be." "More than the rest of us?" "Yes." "Is it something you sense that might fade with time, as you two would get more comfortable together?" "No." "Have you asked her about it?" "Not yet," Jesse said. "Why not?" "The timing hasn't seemed right." Dix nodded. "What would determine the right time?" "I don't know." "Yes, you do. Let me repeat my question. Why haven't you asked her about it?"
"Maybe I don't want to know the answer."
"Maybe?"
"I'm afraid of the answer."
"Answer for her," Dix said. "What would she say if you questioned her?"
"That she's hiding something, something big."
"Are you afraid of the answer because it's what you don't want to hear, or because it's exactly what you want to hear?"
"I don't get you."
"Yes, you do. Should I repeat the question?"
"No need, but I'm still not sure I get you."
"Describe D to me."
"Physically?"
Dix nodded.
"About 5'8", fairly long blonde hair, deep blue eyes, very curvy." Jesse stopped and then said, "Jen."
"What about your ex?"
"Dee and Jen have roughly the same physical description, though they don't really look alike."
"But you have been with more than one woman who meets Jen's basic physical description. Some, according to you, whom you prefer sexually to Jen. So, what about Dee that is Jen-like to you worries you?"
"Inaccessibility." Dix smiled that smile.
"What about it?"
"I'm not sure if I'm afraid of her being inaccessible or if it's what I'm finding so attractive."
"Makes sense. Your mutual inaccessibility kept you and Jen bound together for many years."
"There's something else."
"If you're human, there usually is."
"It's where I met Dee," Jesse said. "It was at the reunion."
"Ah," Dix said, "the reunion. I was wondering when you'd get around to that."
"Dee was there with Vic and Kayla Prado. She and Kayla are close friends. After I had to leave the reunion early to come back for a case, they showed up in Paradise together."
"Isn't Kayla the woman who left you for Vic Prado after you were injured?"
"Uh-huh."
Dix remained silent. Jesse, too, for several minutes.
"Detectives learn early on to be quiet, to give suspects empty space to fill," Jesse said.
"But you know that."
"Learned it on the job and in shrink school, except I'm not a suspect and I won't fill the empty space." "You think I slept with Dee to punish Kayla?"
"Not important what I think."
"Then why do I pay you?"
"Good question. Why?"
"Kayla came to my house, essentially to offer herself to me, and Dee was there."
"How did it make you feel?" Dix said.
Jesse shrugged.
"Eloquent." Dix looked at his watch.
"We'll have to pick it up next time, and maybe talk about the case you wished to discuss with me."
"Uh-huh.
Before you leave, there's something I want to say to you, Jesse."
"I'm listening."
"I have no doubt you have concerns about Dee, and that there must be a very interesting dynamic between Dee, Kayla, and you. But I suspect there's something or someone that motivated you to call for an appointment today. Think about that for our next session."
Jesse didn't have to think about it.
It was all about the reunion, and the reunion was all about Vic Prado. Julio Blanco's voice kept Jesse company on the way back to the station.